The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our gospel today is packed with power. Can we just see and hear and even feel the power of God at work in Jesus? Now think about this. A man had this infectious skin disease. Yeah? He was disfigured in some sense. He had marks on his body. And if someone were to touch him, likely they would get the same disease, which is why these people at that time would be left outside of the town, away from their families and friends. Because if they came too close, they would imperil everybody. And Jesus encounters one of these people who has this disease. And the man begs him to be cured. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't just say, "Be healed," although that's where we see his healing. We see this. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. That was probably the first time in years that person was touched. And how powerful it was that Jesus was not made unclean. Jesus was not made to have this disease, but in touching, Jesus healed the man of his disease. My friends, there are many ways that we can apply this gospel passage, but let me offer one today. We are meant to be a community gathered by God's love. A community of love where we love each other. And because we're all healed by Jesus, we have this great power of God at work in us that we want to share with the people around us, with everyone we encounter today, and more people besides. Let's not be the community that forces people who look like they have issues out. Right, to the outskirts of town, away from our groups, yeah, away from our love. You can't have it. You're not like me, or you're not worthy of it, and I don't want what you're bringing. No, my friends, each and every one of us has been healed by Jesus. Each and every one of us has love in this mess poured into his or her heart. And that love is not meant for us, like we're supposed to keep it and hoard it for ourselves. That love is for us in the sense that we are meant to give it away. We're meant to love others. And in loving others, we receive more of that love. That's what our community is based on. We need to be a community that reaches out and touches other people with our love and let everybody know that they are welcomed, right? They are here, they are treasure to us. They are every single person here in this church this morning. Every single person here is a blessing to us and to our community. And we know that when we gather around the same altar together and offer this sacrifice of praise to God, we know that each and every person offering his or her own sacrifice to God, each and every person offering his or her own prayer to God, is unique and uniquely valuable to God. And our community is based on that. So we have to recognize the goodness and the good contribution of every member of our community. We have to love them and support them, treasure them, acknowledge their goodness, help them grow towards God, right? That's what we're here to do. So let's encourage each other today in our love for God. Let's encourage each other to be the good people that we know God has made us to be. And let's pour out into everyone we encounter, our students for our teachers for our students, our friends, our family, let's pour out into them the love that God gives us today. My friends, God wants to love the world through you. Let's allow him to make that happen today.